Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of No Filters with Barry. As you can see, I came prepared. I came locked and loaded. Yeah, we are going back into the baseline segment of the podcast where we talk about music. As I'm in the music vibe, I said, let me do, as they say in the industry, every single was a hit back to back. And on our previous episode, our previous hit, we dived into the discography of Pluto Presido, Charlie Poppy. But today, where are we going to dive into? Let's see. Bedu, sit down. Young John, the weekend producer. Yeah, man, it's Jiggy. We are diving into Young John discography. Wait, though. Thought you are going into Olamide Badu. No, not today. We are going into Young John. Yeah, we are going to be starting from his wicked producer phase, like when he was still producing it back to back in the industry. Young John is John Saviour's Ndomboso. I think he was introduced into the limelight in 2014 when he dropped the chart-topping Story for the Gods. It's Young John, the wicked producer. It was pure madness what he was doing with the YBNM Mafia at that time. This was just the introduction, the beginning, but he went on to produce it upon it upon it. I know to sabi much about music production, but evidently, from what he has done with all the hits he has been able to produce, is salute. Oga Isabi Music. He's a music prodigy. Apparently, he started playing music instruments when he was a kid, and he started a music band with his brothers, AVG. Before he now got signed to Hit Factory. Hit Factory is a big studio. Got signed to Hit Factory as a producer. During the time he was working at Hit Factory, that was when he produced this Story for the gods, so what you call me like, bow, what you call me, let you ask, Story for the gods, so. After Story for the Gods, he also produced another one. I think, as I said, he created madness with the YBNM Mafia. He created another classic with Olamide Bado, with which he was nominated for the Producer of the Year award.
To get this money today, but every night and day. Oh, Baba, get it low by day. If you roll, darling, then you'll not get a malaye. Oh, yeah, Shaki, Baba, over a Bentley, Baba, over a Ferrari, Baba, fly you to Paris, Baba.
Oh, yeah. More. This created like madness everywhere, scatter with Olamide, Shaki, Baba. From that year onwards, Young John was really prominent among the producers in the industry. He created lots of it. Gbese with Nikesh, Gbese re, oh, she know they tire, Gbese re, oh, he be tire, Gbese re, oh, yeah, fast too. When I look at the time, it's fast too. I mean, like, I know, only Nikesh, when I like, yeah, madness, oh, they killed it. Efe Joku, Mafo, even with Nera, created a classic Mafo. I always wondered, like, okay, what made this guy switch from producing to music? Well, apparently, in 2017, he lost his mom, which was a pivotal time for him during like his career. He said in an interview that it was the loss of his mom that made him switch from production into music. And
as I've said earlier, the guy is just a music prodigy. He's just a music prodigy in that he already showed people what he can do with production. He already proved that he's one of the greatest Afrobeat producer. Now, when he switched to music, he's even making madness. He's even causing craze. Like, oh, well, this guy is good though. What can you really do, Jiggy? I think it's showing us that he's more than just a wicked producer. He's Jiggy. So actually, I wasn't really like, I didn't really hear anything about like Young John or till 2022. When he got signed to Chocolate City, I think that was around March. So he has already been like dropping different tracks and everything. But the track that actually got him out there was this Dada. And Dada was just madness. It is scattered everywhere. In his career so far as a music artist, singing and everything, I would say he has two faces. One is the lover boy and the other is the introspective side of him, which is what we are seeing right now with his recent album. Let's not go there yet. Let's follow the train. So back to April 2022, Dada was making noise everywhere. It was doing madness and everything. It was on his debut EP, Love Is Not Enough. With that EP, it just shows his musical prowess in that it shows his attributes. As I've always done, using a particular track to show what the artist can do, what an artist's strong suit is, and what they are trying to do. So I'm going to go into Dada now. That's just crazy. Like, this guy, what can you do? Jiggy, like, is the one that produced this song. Probably the one that mixed it too. And now he's the artist that is singing on it. Like, oh my, he's Young John, the Wicked producer. Jiggy.
Everything I want, I'm more. At the other one, I no go come out. My many see my father sit a more. Baby, on God, I go daddy sit a more. Kill one so, see my antenna, get done scatter. Ma, wanna know your paro. See my wella, get done red. Jiggy, only if you do me dada, 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 dada.
From that alone, you can see that he's a talented vocalist. He has a great voice and he comes with like banger melodies. I don't know where he did dig them up. We might be talking being waffle, but those melodies are crazy. Apparently, he grew up in Ibadan. I knew he wasn't of Yoruba descent, but I didn't know he's like from Ibadan. So that's another reason for me to even love him more. He's so friends with Yoruba and his use of Yoruba. As I pointed out in the previous episode, YKB is also good with mixing Yoruba sounds with an English word or something to use it to rhyme, and it's just crazy. For example, he said, my medicine, my paracetamol, maybe your God, I don't go jadisitamol. Paracetamol, jadisitamol. It's just that made a lot of noise. It was everywhere. I think from that April till up to this point, Young John has never really slowed down. Dada was everywhere. Then the video dropped on the remix. That was like one of the biggest moves that paved the way for him as like a music artist. Without the video remix on Dada, the song even went even higher. But then it was like, I never see what I get for you. I still have a lot. It was like he had all these tracks. I was just like, oh yeah, take Dada, bam. Yeah, take Dada remix. Bam. Oh yeah, finish execution. You just came out with the big banger. Fra. Extra cool. Whoa, fuck. I think Extra cool showed his creativity as an artist. It's a very great song in that it tapped into the nostalgia of that time with MTN Extra Cool tariff, whereas you get to make free calls from 12 to dawn. So it was a time of like the epitome of teen love at that time when you and your crush or your girlfriend at that time cannot afford to call during the day, then you wait till 12 and just make call and talk overnight. So he tapped into the nostalgia of that and he created a beautiful and a classic track, Extra Cool. This song actually went to number one. I'm on my Spotify right now and Dada has 21 million
like streams. Then when he came with Extra Cool, that one went straight to 56 million. That's times two of everything. That was crazy. That was crazy. So I saw that people still they chop up, they rush. I was like, ah, you know, I never know anything. I still have a lot of tracks in place for you. So it's like, okay, that Love Is Not Enough EP is not even enough. Let me give you another one. Love Is Not Enough Volume 2. On this project, I'm going to be playing three songs. It has the Dada remix on there, but I'm going to start with Extra Cool. As I said, after that Dada remix, the Extra Cool was just killed everywhere. So this is Extra Cool.
Jiggy. No, no. Back. Oh no 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 no, no, no.
Ask the voice. Okay.
Bada. Urama, I dare my tento. I don't tell you time. Make we day like a straku. Oh, and we go back to the time when this love is share bere. You know I love you, but I'm always on the road. I like you put me in the mood, and I know you want that too. And I carry show that I for you, your mama be me car. I don't make my spine loose.
As you can see on this Extra Cool, I said it's all back to the nostalgia of that time. Come on, can we go back to the time when this love is Sheshe Bere? So that back then, when we still do it Extra Cool now, we always call it Nova Lines, babe. Let's get back together. Share you get the vibe. So is this sticking to the theme of that love? As I said, this is Lover Boy Face. The next song I'll be playing on that album, on the EP, is Normally. Ah, shit, I love this song. Another thing about Young John you should know now is his songwriting. I think he must have been doing this for a long time, even before he started singing and releasing tracks. He's a great songwriter too. And I love this Normally Gone.
Loving you is my only bad habit. I'ma do as you like. Shamarora, in shanty road, take the pain all away. I'ma do as you like. Shamarora, follow. Look me in my eye, so you don't miss me tonight. Baby, my love, fellow me. This love won't do me. I'm my temperature device. Oh, my, I need you tonight. Move to the view me. Now my mission tonight.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. As I said, melodious and like versatile use of the Yoruba language, like is on another level. I've always been shocked, but when I later heard he grew up in Ibadan, I'm no more shocked. If I call da be o mi, na my mission tonight. Okay, now let's jump on If You Leave, another well-written song. Like, but as you can see, all these are still love vibe, love vibe.
It's Young John, the wicked producer.
Everything that you done to me, Shamashela.
Okay. I don't believe in love, but I am your company. Your company. Jiggy, are we supposed to believe that? Like, you that you've been singing love, 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 love. Only you if you do me dada. So you don't believe in love. What's going on? But well, we vibe.
But the gem you go do,
I go crazy.
You ain't no miss me. Time they go. No delay.
No. Anytime he drops, no one is like, waiting Young Joe, they sing. Everyone loves him. From what I've seen from my own side, I've never seen someone that has come from Young John's slander before. Why would you do that? That was 2022 for Young John. He caused madness everywhere. He's like the rave of the town, hottest artist. Then 2023 came and he started with Stamina. It was just like he couldn't do anything wrong. And then that brings me to one of my favorite tracks of him so far. Like, I really love the song. It's also a love theme song. And one of the reasons I love the song so much is because I was like, guy, I can't believe you can still shock me like this. But Awkwafina, I love Awkwafina a lot. Let's jam Awkwafina. This Awkwafina will later be in his debut album, Jiggy Forever. So this is Awkwafina.
Awkwafina, kilo de ton para. Most times I'm the only one, but nobody notice.
Okay.
My chinchilla, my finisile, ya ma pekila. No go de aggravate, this situation come complicate. Most times I'm the only baby, you don't even notice.
Bro, before you eventually kill us, just chill first. Chill. Starting from the theme of the song, is like a breakup vibe. You can see at the beginning, they get texted him like, "We are not doing anymore." So that's why I said, "My Awkwafina, kilo de ton para." Probably the girl he has been singing the love songs for since he started from Dada to Extra Cool, everything. Maybe the girl doing the para, so now he's in his feelings. This song is more of an introspective song than love. She you get. Most times I'm lonely, baby. You don't even notice. Let's see Awkwafina one more time.
Most nice and lonely, but nobody notice. My chinchilla, my chinchilla, my pekila. No good to aggravate the situation, come and complicate. Most nice and lonely, baby, you don't even notice.
I was happy at first, like, sweet music. No, now we carry band, come beg you. That was Awkwafina, talk of the town. I loved Awkwafina, but Awkwafina got me saturated. Like, guy, if Young John sings another love music, I will lose it. And guess what? He did not disappoint me. After Awkwafina, he jumped on a couple of tracks. Was on Terminator remix with King Promise. And it came out with Shapali. Shapali was still like a love song. But I didn't really vibe with Shapali because I'm like, guy, I'm saturated with love music. Give me something. And he did not disappoint. Later in 2023, November, he dropped Disconnect and Go Ada. My favorite song of Young John. And one of my favorite songs at the time right now is this Disconnect. Disconnect. And one of the things I've always wondered is, how come this song didn't even make the album? Disconnect would have just fit perfectly to that album. Let's vibe. Let's see what Disconnect is made of. That beat there is just too solemn, too serene. He now started with prayer again.
Spiritual vibes,
yeah.
kekere unla. Loke loke la mama lo. Blessings on blessings. Move Marie lo jojumo. If you get a woman, make you hold and tight. But if she come outside, he's gone. Nobody worry me, Joe. I want to jay it on. Damn green, we be come. Look, move a helicopter gunny. Shout out to my mommy. You're forever no mono. The only thing I want is cash and alapia. Disconnect. Yeah, I don't disconnect. Anybody who live my life, but they let them one side. I did thank God I survived.
Moti
disconnect.
Moti disconnect down low. It's in the sub. She. I love that song so much because as a startup, spiritual vibes, that song is 100% spiritual. So after disconnect and go hard, we all know go hard or go home. Let's see what go hard is made of.
But I ain't gonna conquer myself.
Outside is so cold,
and I don't need your ginger, brother me. I dey for you and you dey for me. No be today you dey cover me. Even though we don't see on a regular, I dey with you, my brother. Cash out my shame, may we share the money. Everybody is a winner, man. Out any road, exclamation. I'm on no foot, why lazy man? I dey for you and you dey for me. No be today you dey cover me. Even though we don't see on a regular, I dey with.
Yeah, bro, go out or go home. Go all fucking out. If you are not going hard, if you are not putting your all, just go home. I did for you if you did for me. Sure, you get. So, as I'm saying, even after all this bang, I was like, I'm not done. As I said earlier, I be like, just he packed everything. He has a lot of artilleries in his disposal and he's just dropping this. Bomb. Wow. Bomb. Wow. Nah, I go finish now. But then he came with big things, which was actually a big thing, a big vibe featuring the Phenoms, Kiss Daniel and Sheyi Vibes. This song is part of his album Jiggy Forever, his debut album, which has been on number one on the Nigeria album charts 3 weeks straight. I didn't actually jump on the album the first day it came out, but the day I actually jumped on the album, I didn't stop playing it for 3 days. It was on repeat all day long. So there's big things, Aquafina, Go Hard on this album, which I'm still so shocked Disconnect didn't make the cuts. God. So I'm going to play like 4 more songs on this album. This album is a very introspective project. He talked a lot about himself, the things he has been through. There was a track to talk about the loss of his mom. And also, a lot is like positive affirmation about him being a winner and the success he has had so far in his career. So I'm going to play like 4 songs. So I'll start with the intro, the number one song, Tony Montana, referring to himself as Idan Gangan.
Olorunjo,
baby no trabaye.
Make I no do.
I want to meet you.
Where I come from,
there's no time to shalaye.
Oh, me come from my medulla, from my ah. It don't go go. To the mountain, I don't wanna see this world I want down. Everything change, open. It don't go go.
Ogo ni Young John, no go dollar. So he's talking about himself. Kolon jo ko gbe mi na trabaye, Olorun gbe emi na trabaye. Mi ka no do awon temi tirale. Where I come from, there's no time to shalaye. No complain, no explain. Show workings, just leave. Let's move on to the next one. This is one of the biggest track on the album. Let's go to Bahamas. Straight away. Let's go. Okay, will I say the lover boy, not the wife song from Aquafina?
Now it's clearing them. Let's go again. That's crazy. So that's Bahamas on the album. The lineup is even crazy. After Bahamas, Aquafina, then big things. That big things that I released before he actually released the album. So far, we've not really seen any love song like that except Aquafina on the project. But then it came with bucket list, which was like actually a love song. Number one on my bucket list. Nice One, Showcase, JJ, all these are big vibe. But the one I'm going to play is Stronger, which is like a tribute to his mom, talking about how much he would have loved for his mom to be here. And this is the particular track. He made the reference to how he got his voice. He said, I know you know my vitamin C, mommy no fit jump my melanin. So let's see Stronger. I really love this song. He's a very expressive artist. Like, he knows how to like tap into his feelings and talk about things that often you know that concerns him. Let me just say that. This is a very nice track.
Hello, hello, vitamin C. Mommy mo fi jo my melanin queen. Fine girl no pimple, classy and simple. Mommy, can you see me now? What I pour down for my eye. Many times I dey miss you, gone. Need to say you wait a little longer. This our life, every day I do far. Why don't kill me, make me stronger? But this one weak me, make I no lie. Put in my eye when I think of you. Much love now you for don't jay. Why don't kill me, make me stronger? But this one weak me, make I no lie.
That's very sweet. And it's so touching. It's so touching. Mommy, can you see me now? What up, what up, oh my. Many times I miss you, Gunny. Rest in peace to Young John's mom. Okay, so now let's move on to the other part of the album. We had a couple of features such as with Sean Paul, Don Jazzy, and Zlatan always killing it.
50 billion, if I see a black song, and I walk. All I need buying guys on my hand. Hey, imagine this, I want to finish with my life. That was nice. I've heard Aquafina, I've heard Big Things. those would have easily been my favorite song. But Bahamas was close, but my favorite song on the album so far has to be Shine. The song is introspective, looking up into his own life, a deep look into his own life, and positive affirmations about what he wants for his life. I really love the songs because I can relate to it, and I use it. I love songs that come with like good positive vibe, good aura, and everything that just get you into the mood and get you energetic for good things to come, get you ready to receive. Like these are, I would say, conscious music, but let's drop on shine. Like I love this track. Spiritual.
Nobody can kill my ginger, nothing will dull my steez. Nobody, give me my peace, don't you don't, so I go shine my teeth. Shine. All I do is win till infinity. Negativity far away, far away. I want to lower you forever. If I lose your character. I want to live la vida loca, a party in Canada. All I do is win till infinity. I want to live la vida loca, la vida loca.
So that is Shine. As you can see, he's making positive affirmations about his life and everything. I want to know who you forever. Ibanuje Parada. I want to live La Vida Loca. Party me Canada. All I do is win till infinity. I want to live La Vida Loca. La Vida. We love that he has showed us his lover boy part now. He's giving us something we can hold on to along in our own journey too. Like something positive. Okay, guys, we've come to the end of the episode. Young John, the Wicked producer, GG, we dive everywhere. As we normally do, I'm going to be giving you one song to go with. That is not Young John's song. This one is, I'm going to call this one Hottest on the Block. So this is a new release from Vitoni featuring Ashake. We all know Vitoni now. Vitoni, the prodigy, the whiz. Come on, the guy don't go far. Like, he's just up there with the best of the best. His voice, his delivery, songwriting, everything is on point. Then Ashake, I can't wait for Ashake album to drop this year. Hopefully he drops an album. Every album he has dropped has been, it's not even it, has been bomb, back to back, bomb. Wow. So this is Stubborn.
Solo. You know I've been solo. Before my 30 get promo. Now did they call me a dollar? A dollar, dollar, dollar. May nobody call me a dollar. I get no I dollar if he pass. Yeah. When I do my dollar, when I get away my dollar. When I don't get tea cup, see up a nicky for my cup. Don't need so many things you done. So many things you done. Me, I don't defy since when I never thought you should see me suffer.
Carry them, go with them, no. Make I give them this step like Bobo. Originality, no be Bobo. I'm a yami, oh, one go. At the fight of the wars on the Lulu, we go lose in the corner.
Yeah, man. So that's Stubborn by Vitoni featuring Ashake. So we've come to the end of the episode, guys. I hope you guys had fun. I'll see you guys on the next one. Take care and stay safe.
Enter their body like two bones. I got on the good one. Yeah.
Stop. Me, I know the year one.